Welcome to .org, KGNU's weekly look at local nonprofits.
Hi, this is Chris Schultz with KGNews.org, and I'm here with Rich Pecoraro from Massa Seed Foundation.
Massa Seed Foundation, acronym for Mutual Admiration Seed Association. So it came out of an admiration to the fellow seeds people in the world, and that we really weren't here to compete with Monsanto or anybody else who works with seed. Our central mission, which is to grow and raise seeds to adapt to the Front Range. And so foundationally, we're kind of going back in time a bit to where local seed houses played a foundational role in carrying regional varieties, adapted varieties, new and upcoming things that people were growing that had success. Our mission is to stabilize this set of genetics in a certain sense, and this set of seeds, to have really sound offering for gardeners and small-scale farmers alike, and in some cases, even large-scale farmers, which we're almost at that stage in a few places.
It seems very sciencey. I see you have folks volunteering from backyard farms.
It's classified as on-farm breeding. We do cross-pollinate things, but at the same time, most of our work is evolutionary. It's selection work. And everybody can participate in selection. In fact, it's good to have lots of eyes on selection to think of if a variety is improving or not. You know, taste tests, performance tests. How do you like working with this crop? So it all becomes part of the daily. We really do weave the science and the social. It's actually a lot of work, but we really welcome it. And the more we have people come who are interested, the more we start to develop even some new direction, or at least strengthen some of the directions that we want to go in. Honestly, the people who volunteer, sometimes they turn into devoted people who are actually really important in making the change happen for us, or strengthening our administration and shoring up our logos and working on the back ends. And there's a lot of participation here. So we actually are run probably two-thirds by devoted members and volunteers in a lot of ways. The foundation has a really wonderful destination where we farm and where we're located on 75th and Arapaho. And the intention is to really make a more seamless connection between the public or the consumer and the farmer and the grower and the producer. You know, it's seeds, produce, botanical plants, it's education. Some of our youths are really developing into good managers now, and so our youth program is coming up. The farm is a series of gardens. And the gardens are themes, and the themes relate to, in some cases, origins where those plants come from. So our gardens range from Mediterranean style seed and food gardens to North and South and Central American style gardens. The botanical garden farm park interest that we're aiming at here is a place that people can come, stay out of the way of the dangerous working areas if there is or whatever, but to actually be able to enjoy the gardens and the farm and come pick up some products that we produce.
You've been listening to .org, KGNU's weekly look at local nonprofits. For more .orgs or for more information on this episode, visit news.kgnu.org.